Suki, hello? Good morning.
Good morning. How are you going?
We're good. Well, how about you?
Good. Yeah, very good. Thank you.
How can you hear us from Darwin? What's going on?
Well, I'm calling in from the Environment Centre today in Darwin to give you an update on the Country Liberal Party's most recent attacks on our environment. And we've had some very concerning legislation pass.
They're going to concrete the NT, are they?
Well, they're certainly making it pretty easy to do so.
So what have they done? Yeah. What have they passed?
What have they done? So I believe it was about at 1:30 in the morning on Wednesday, a bill passed in Parliament which establishes the Office of the Territory Coordinator. Right. And the Territory Coordinator, this bill, the primary principle governing this bill is to drive the economic growth of the Territory.
Good.
And what it does is it establishes the Office of the Territory Coordinator. And in that office, there is that person, the Territory Coordinator, who is an unelected bureaucrat. They will invest in, this person will have extraordinary power to be able to essentially allow for projects like fracking or other gas projects in the Territory to bypass Territory legislation. So they've actually listed in the Act 32 pieces of legislation, 32 laws of the Territory that the Territory Coordinator can simply say, we don't need to abide by that legislation. We don't have to worry about that legislation when we're approving this project.
Yeah, so, but does anybody in the Northern Territory care?
It's a really great question. We've seen massive opposition to this bill. So firstly, they tried to sneak it out in a very limited, secretive consultation with stakeholders. That was leaked and tabled in Parliament. And after that, the Territory government was forced, because of the outcry, was forced to hold public consultation period. Unfortunately, they held that public consultation period over the wet season up in Darwin, but also over the Christmas period. So a very short period of time, over a time when most people are with their families or not really tuned into what's happening. Some remote communities in the top end are inaccessible due to flooding. So it was a really terrible time to be consulting with the public. But even so, we saw huge engagement with the public consultation process. They held four forums across the Territory. I attended the one in Darwin, and there was the room was packed. There was only standing room, and there was not one person supporting the bill. There were applauses when people challenged the legislation. There was even someone who called for a vote at the end. All those who oppose it say aye, and the whole room said aye. And I believe there were similar consultations like that in Alice Springs. So it was a really very strong community. I think they had over 500 submissions. Wow. They didn't publish any of the information about those submissions. They didn't say how many were against, and I imagine it's because the majority were. And they didn't, and instead they went for a poll of Facebook comments under an article about the Territory Coordinator to show support. So there was really strong opposition there. And then it actually went to the Scrutiny Committee, the Parliamentary Scrutiny Committee. And in that, they only opened for public submissions for 3 days, I think it was, so really limited time.
So are they going to have an open ticket as far as appointing the coordinator, or will they just appoint somebody who is on the same ideological bent, the way this legislation is structured?
Yeah, again, an excellent question. So they actually, before the bill passed, they appointed an interim territory coordinator.
Right.
And the person that they appointed was Stuart Knowles, who's an ex-executive at INPEX, a gas plant here.
I've got a little name for you.
Yes.
Call him Little Elon. Same principles. A political appointee to push a particular ideological barrow who's got unlimited power. Little Elon.
Exactly.
You've got your own little Elon Musk. Congratulations to the people of the Northern Territory. You've done well.
Well, I would say to everyone across the country, this legislation is of importance to everyone because it's really concerning to see. And not only obviously it's a huge threat to our environment, but it is also, they have acts like the Heritage Act in there, which poses really significant threats to sacred sites. And also we've had the four land councils across the territory really the four land councils have called out. This legislation is a tax on Aboriginal land and also removing people's ability to have free prior informed consent before people come into there.
Great. Look, we've got, we need to move on, unfortunately.
Suki, but if there's anything else that you want to add, give us a call early next week because we're running out of time today.
No worries.
Thank you
so much.